Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
I want to welcome this week's guest, a friend of mine, a wonderful songwriter, Miss Ava Aston.
Hello.
How are you? How you been, friend?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. It's been a while since we chatted up on some subjects and talk about your music and all that stuff. So bring us up to date. How have you been? What have you been doing? Any new music?
Collecting cats.
Collecting cats?
Writing songs, recording them, releasing them. And, you know, it's funny because we talked about this a little the other day that, the censorship that goes on. It's funny because I released a song in April, and then I just had people just see it now. Cause I post my music every day, and they're like, "Oh, where have you been?" And I'm like, "I've been here the whole time. You just don't get to see it." Anyway, writing music, recording music, you know, just trying to be a light and sprinkle happiness and goodness wherever I go with my gifts and talents and abilities. And that would be singing and writing songs and all that.
So tell us where it all started from. Like, when did you start writing songs, or when did you get interested in music?
Oh, my goodness. I've been singing since I could talk. I was singing since like a little kid. Always singing everywhere. And then, in high school, I started singing at like nursing homes and talent shows and, you know, wherever I could sing. I mean, always singing the national anthem at sports games, you know, college games, everywhere, you know. And then because I'm born and raised in upstate New York. And then, so New York City was the closest big city. So then I started doing like, you know, the Knicks, the Giants, the Rangers, the Mets, all these people. And then when I was in LA, I did the Lakers, you know, done in Nashville, all college teams, you know, and so anthem kind of became my thing.
Oh, national anthem.
Yeah.
Cool.
Patriotic stuff. And, you want my whole life story?
Yeah.
Remember, I'm Greek. I talk a lot.
Yeah. Who are you? Where are you from? Where are you going?
Where am I going? What did I have for breakfast today? Coffee.
Coffee. Oh, yeah. I got that myself. So let's see. Songwriting. How many albums you put out?
Well, you're the interviewer. You should have done your Ava Aston homework before.
Oh, no. I don't do homework. I just talk.
You don't do homework?
I just talk to my friends on my podcast.
Oh, dear Lord.
And you tell us who you are. We want to introduce you to the world.
Okay. Well, world.
I don't like homework.
Well, most people do a little homework before they interview.
Oh,
somebody.
No. Just...
I don't know. I have to go on my iTunes and look how many I have. I've been recording songs since I was like forever. You know, I'm not on a label, so I just kind of self release. I have a blog too. I don't write it all the time anymore, but I was doing it quite often at one point. Most people who follow my music kind of already know my story, but for those who do not know my story, I have been singing since I could talk. I just kind of got stuck in that weird time period where, music, how do I explain this? You know, when Britney Spears came out and all these people, it was like all of a sudden something weird kind of happened with music. And, for those of us who were doing music for a long time, it was like all of a sudden at one point I was not old enough. I went to Nashville and they were like, "You can't sing these songs because you're not old enough. Nobody's going to believe your, you know, life experience." It was so silly, the things that people would say. And then the next thing you knew, all of a sudden Britney came out, and then I'm like, "Okay, you're too old." And I'm like, "But I'm only 27. What do you mean I'm too old?" Like, people that are listening to music don't care when they're listening how old the person is that's singing it. Like, if it either makes you feel something and you like it, mm-hmm. or you don't. So it was kind of like this weird thing. And then, you know, it kind of like you, I'm sure you've experienced, but you're a guy, so it's different for you, but ageism is a thing in music. So, I'm not on a label, but I do record my music and I, you know, release it. And, the album that I did before this, I did a project with Zoe, a whole record, because we met through all that circle of doing, you know, politichicks and all that stuff, the Tea Party stuff, not to talk about politics. But he liked my voice so much that he decided to write an album for me. So we did this whole collaboration. And then, of course, COVID happened and everybody lost their brain and the whole world shut down. And so that was kind of difficult, but we did it. He was in LA and I was here. And my husband actually built me a vocal booth in our basement where I do my a cappella videos. And I did the songs and then sent them to Zoe and we released it. But of course, because he's pretty much erased from the internet, because God forbid he uses his brain and has an opinion about something. you know, most people don't even, we did it. We released it in August of 2020. And there's people that still be like, oh, I didn't know you did that. I'm like, really?
Shadow band.
It's funny because I told you this, I think it was yesterday when we talked. I've been shadow banned since even before people knew shadow banning was a thing, because my pay the bills cater waiter job that I used to do before our car accidents, we were doing an event at TechCrunch. My husband is also an actor in entertainment like me. And they were talking about that very thing. And they were talking about the algorithm and all this stuff. And that's when they started really like not showing anybody your stuff unless you pay to get it, you know, showed, you know, like when you make a post on Facebook and they say, you can show this to 1500 people if you pay, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, It's so silly, because if somebody likes your page, they want to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be like, if you pay them, it's so silly. So I'm not going to pay them. I just keep putting my stuff out there, and you know, who sees it, and who doesn't. I mean, all I can do is what I can do, but they're just a bunch of jerk holes. So yeah, I record music, I put it out as I can, and the world is changing, you know, day by day. And I completely do not like too much technology. I think we have way too much. AI is like terrifying. I want real world, real people, books, papers, pens, You know. Like I write, actually, I should have got my notebook out. Hold on one second. Yeah. See, I have been singing since I could talk. Remember, I warned you, I'm Greek and that's code for I talk a lot.
Okay.
I don't play any instruments because I'm classically trained. I started taking voice lessons when I was, you know, I probably should back up. And I've been singing my whole life. I didn't start writing songs until I was like a teenager. And then it's very bizarre. I hear the music in my head And then I write it down on a piece of paper. And like, once it's written on the paper, It's there forever. Like I can take it out and sing it, anything that I've written from whenever. And then it's funny because, whenever I go and record with somebody, it's usually like I'll sing it to them and then they just pick up the guitar or the piano and they literally just play the chords that I'm singing. And I've had producers comment how they think it's very bizarre. Like I'm always on key, like I have perfect pitch, that anything that I sing them, they're like, oh, the chords are right there. You know, so that's just the way I do it. I look at my voice as my instrument. So I write songs about my animals. Every single one of my animal has their own little theme song. I'm always making songs. Keith laughs at me so we can make like a Broadway musical about the animals. So I don't know. Have you seen my Catterday videos with my dogs on YouTube?
No, I'm so busy, you know, because I'm a creative too. I'm always trying to create
something. I know. Well, my dogs talk and they have a war going between the cats because Saturday is Catterday. So anyway, we have these little videos where we talk to the dogs and they're cute. You should check them out.
Yeah, I will. You just had to tell me where it's at. Tell us where
it's at. I'm on YouTube, youtube.com/AvaAston. Everything's linked to my website, avaaston.com. Okay. There's a whole Ava Aston world out there.
The Aston universe, okay.
Aston universe.
AvaAston.com.
Miss Aston if you're nasty.
Uh-oh. Well, what if you're humble?
I'm just joking.
We're going to call you A-A.
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 Awesome A.
Not the AAA.
Not the AAA, no. So anyway... So that's about me. My newest song, single, is Can You Hear Me? And I wrote that when after my husband and I were rear-ended in two close-dated car accidents.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was not pleasant. We had a brain injury and, you know, physical injuries because I was doing like a lot of fitness things like fitness modeling and stuff. And I was working out like 3 hours a day, and like running was my favorite thing. But, you know, getting rear-ended by an SUV while you're stopped at a stoplight that's going very high, smashing you into another car is not very good for your back. Anyway, I still like to work out. I work out all the time, but just not like I used to. But that was a very difficult time.
What year was that?
The first accident was in 11 and the second accident was in 12.
Ouch.
And I just released it now, but I wrote the song then, and it was kind of just like me talking to God, because all these things were happening and everything was different. And I was just like, you know, it was very difficult. And I really never was wanting to, I wrote it in like 2013, because it was a very long thing. We had like a lawsuit. It was like two car accidents joined together. It was like a mess. I wrote it in 2013, but I didn't record it until 16. And then I never released it because I kind of was, I was like my baby. I didn't want to share it with anybody because I have this thing where I'm a Virgo and I always want everything to be perfect. I'm overanalyzing things. And as COVID happened and as the world has been changing, I saw the world changing, and I thought, everybody, I don't care how perfect somebody's life is, everybody has a point where they get broken. Everybody at some point is like, God, can you hear me? What is going on? So
I've been there.
I thought, you know what? This is a good time to put it out there because other people can relate and know that you're not alone when you feel that way, and that it's okay to be that way, and that it will get better. So that is my newest single, and that's when I put it out. But I have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of songs and notebooks that, I mean, it's just because I'm not on a label, I can't like record them every 5 seconds, because I'm not just going to do something in my basement. Like, yeah, I recorded the vocals for that record with Zoe in my basement, but I sent it to him. It was professionally done. Like, I'm not a producer. I don't have like studio equipment. So I'm not just going to like put some crap out. I mean, I do acapella videos, but when I do something, I want it to be done professionally. So being that I'm not on a label, I'm not in the studio every 15 seconds putting songs out, but I do as much as I can and release them as much as I can. And, you know, try to get past Zuck and the Geek Squad and the Google Squad, because they have one too.
Yeah. Do you write for any other singers or anything? Or just your own?
I would love somebody to record We the People, because apparently I'm too shadow banned for it to go anywhere. I have had songs and soundtracks on like films, but they're me singing them. Okay. I'm willing to let other people sing my songs. I just don't know. I apparently haven't made the right connection yet to do that, but I mean, I have tons and tons of them and I'm willing to do that. I just sing everything. Music is like in my head. It's what makes me experience life. That's kind of how my soul's expression is singing.
Like the soundtrack of your life, huh?
That is. It is the soundtrack of my life.
Yeah, I have an extensive catalog of myself. I've been writing songs since 2000, and I wrote so many, I forgot the ones I wrote, you know?
You forgot the ones you wrote.
You go back and listen like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that one.
And did you have other people record your songs?
No, because only I can tell the story like I want to tell it.
Oh.
And nobody asked, because, I do the hip-hop stuff, so I don't.
Yeah.
It's kind of like different, you know? You want to do your own thing.
I have one of my releases is actually like R&B hip hop, because my cousin, who's very, very talented, Devin Wright, he is a singer. And it's crazy because whenever I listen to him, his music, you know, like in my thing, one of his albums or something, he sounds just like Michael Jackson. He's an incredible singer. And he raps, and we did a project called I Don't Even Care. And we have a song, Switch, that we did together, and he raps on it, and then I Don't Even Care, and he sings harmony with me on both songs. And had you done your Ava Aston homework, you would have already heard that.
Mm-mm. That's why I got out of school. I don't like school and homework.
Anyway,
I'm a learn as I go type of guy.
You learn as you go,
and so I'm learning as we talk.
Yeah, you are learning. Well, it's a different way to talk to people, you know, learn about different people, and there's so many people out there that are not able to get their point across.
Yeah, what if the person can't read? So now they need to hear the audio from the person themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where I come in at. I connect the two.
You connect the two.
Yeah.
Being
truck driver by trade, I'm an audio. I listen to a lot of audio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Audio books, audio songs, whatever. Everything audio, because we're driving, you know?
Well, it's the same thing. Like I hear, like, you know, when Zoe sent me those songs, he wrote them already and I had to learn them. So I learn everything by ear. That's how I've always been. I don't read music.
Oh, no.
You don't play music? An instrument. Mm-mm. No, everything is just the notebook. It's the words and the melody. I write it down. It's there. It's there forever.
How could you write down a melody? How could you write that down? Oh, you don't. Oh, you just hear it.
When I wrote my song, any song that I've ever written,
yeah.
I told you, I hear the music in my head.
You hear it in your head.
I hear it in my head. I write it on a piece of paper, and then I sing it to whoever I am collaborating with. Like, for example, my song, Can You Hear Me? Like, I went to the studio where I went in my place, and I was fortunate to record it with a Grammy Award-winning producer named C. Landsbaum, who's very, very talented. And I just sit down with him, and we have a pre-production session, and I say, okay, I want to record. Can you hear me? Okay, how does it go? Dear God, can you hear me? It's just me again. I know it seems like my prayer list never ends.
I
sing the whole thing to him. Yeah. That's every song that I've ever written. So I'm not like writing the music theory down, but I compose the melody and I write it on a paper and I sing it to somebody and they just play along with me.
Okay, well, let's hear it. I got it right here. Let's play it. It's Can You Hear Me Now by Ava Aston. Let's check it out.
Hear me, it's just me again. I know it seems like my prayer list never ends. I know you're busy, you've got lots of things to do. Right now, I really need to hear from you.
Did you know that over 92% of people in the United States are deficient in one or more vitamins or minerals? Unfortunately, the foods we eat just don't have enough of the vitamins and minerals our bodies need to maximize our immune systems, strengthen our organs, and help our bodies perform at their best. It's also the reason why so many people get sick. In fact, over 80% of patients who got COVID-19 were deficient in vitamin D, and up to 82% critically ill patients are deficient in vitamin C. The fact is, we need supplements. And now, for the first time ever, you can get the highest quality, most complete supplements on the market for prices that anyone can afford. With Live Good, you can afford to be healthy. Check out joinnatenow.com. Check out the 6-minute video. Leave a good name and email and we'll get with you with more information. Have a great day. Won't you
Reach down now with the touch of hope to hold. Can you hear me? Let me know. Can you hear me? Won't you tell me so? Your word tells me to hold on to my faith.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow.
You've heard it exclusively on Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast.
Are you looking for an inspiring and thought-provoking podcast to add to your playlist? Look no further than the Jamila Adams Experience. Hi, I'm your host, Jamila Adams, and this podcast is a must-listen for women 40-plus who want to explore a wide range of topics, from personal growth and self-improvement to just how life be lifing. With engaging interviews and solo shows with lively discussions that are filled with humor and heart, the Jamila Adams Experience is a perfect way to expand your mind and broaden your horizons. So tune in today and join the experience.
And, tell your husband thanks for his service.
Thank you.
Air Force veteran.
Thank you.
And I hear you.
That's why I sing in all the veteran things, yeah, not just because of him, but I love all veterans. Don't even get me started. My dream is to go on a USL tour one day.
Don't get me started, you know, Air Force veteran. Been there, done that. Yeah, that was nice.
Thank you. And the reason I released it was because I saw so much going on. And so, I mean, we're seeing the aftermath of
everything.
People blindly following edicts and things like that and listening to the news and doing what people on the television told them to. And it's devastating. And I thought, well, you know, this is probably a good time for other people to know that they're not alone when they feel broken. So anyway.
Yeah.
That's why I released that song. But I have a really nice song I'm going to release with my cousin. That's going to be the next thing I'm going to do, but it's going to be after I move. Oh, I totally forgot. I have another song that I already recorded that we're going to release, but it won't be till next year because we're moving. We're in the Hudson Valley now, and we're moving to Milford, Pennsylvania, which is right next to the Hudson Valley. It's just a little more in the country. It's the next song we're releasing is called Expect a Miracle, and that's an upbeat, like poppy, you know, CCM type of song. Uh-huh. But then after that, I'm going to record another song with my cousin, Devin, who I was speaking of earlier. And that's called You Are. And it's a upbeat kind of like hip hoppy CCM type of song. I can sing a little bit for you if you like.
But, hey, yeah. Exclusively on the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast.
It's basically to inspire people. But anyway,
let's get inspired. Come on.
Let me see. You are beautiful, special, talented, creative. It's true. And you have the power of the Most High living on the inside of you. Don't you know you are beautifully and wonderfully made? And you're not defined by your mistakes. He's with you, for you, not against you. Nothing that you cannot do if you just believe. He's standing with you, right beside you. Never leave, will not forsake you. He's everything that you need. That's your sneak peek. But my cousin,
I like that one.
With the beautiful voice, will be singing harmony with me on that. And it's going to be like a little, you know, upbeat. There'll be like a dun 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 in there. And so,
like
when I do these songs, I describe what sounds I want and how I want it to sound. You know, it's all in my head. It's like
you hear the whole song in your head, right?
I hear the whole song in my head. That's how it comes. The words and the melody come at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Do you start? Well, I mean, to like me, when I do the hip hop, I always start off with the chorus, you know, the hook, and then I write the song around the hook, tell a story. But singing songwriters is kind of different, huh?
It's weird. No, it's weird. It's not, sometimes it's the chorus first, but most of the time it's actually for me, it's the verse first. Like when I wrote "We the People," I was that's when Obla first got. We're not going to talk about that, but it's when I wrote it. First got in, and I call him Obla, like Obla. Got, you know, into office, and I was going to it.
Back when I got in trouble when I wrote the song, the bro got to go.
We were going to cater waitering during Fashion Week in New York City. So I was, you know, at this event, and there was all these, like, you know, people with their, like, you know, you're passing a shrimp, and they're like, "What is this?" I'm like, "It's a shrimp." And then, "How do you eat it?" "Well, I don't know. That toothpick sticking out of it might give you an idea." But anyway, I was bartending that day, and I was bored out of my gourd. And there's a bunch of, you know, people with rocks in their skulls. And I'm sitting there, and I had been listening to like Hannity or something on the way down, and I was really fired up that day. And so I'm like, I just started on a cocktail napkin, and I was like, "What's going on?" I literally wrote it like line by line. And then I had the whole thing done by the time the event was over, except like two lines. And on the way home in the car, Keith helped me, but he didn't take credit for writing those two lines. And then I sang it to my mom on the way home on the phone. And I said, "Mom, is that gay?" And she was like, "No, you need to record that right away." Matter of fact, my mom actually paid for me to record that song. Wow. Yeah. So, I got it. And then I started singing it everywhere, and, you know, of course, got shadow banned. But sometimes the chord, for me, the verse comes first most of the time, but sometimes the chorus comes, like about my dogs, all the dogs, like they all have one. I can't sing Lulu's because she'll start barking and screaming, but like my feral cat Sylvie, the tuxedo cat Sylvia, she's the first feral cat that I brought inside. I fed her for 3 years before I trapped her.
Wow.
And so when she was outside, I would say, "Sylvie." And then I would sing her song. And her song is, "Sylvie cat, kitty cat, kitty, kitty, kitty cat, kitty cat." And it's like that. Oh, yeah. Like they all have their own little song. Like everybody has a song.
You don't have them recorded. You just sing it to them, right?
I just sing it to them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like animal musical Broadway show going around here
you might have to make that an album just to my pets. My Ava.
Well, another album that I want to make is actually, and nobody better steal this idea because I'll come and hurt them. I want to do the military. You know, I'm very passionate about veterans and being patriotic and all that. I would like to do, because one of my favorite genres of music, I didn't talk about this, back up. Before the accidents, I had like a lot going on. You know, I was going around singing all these places, Tea Party, blah, blah, blah. When the accidents happened, it was like, can't do anything, can't go anywhere, can't, you know, you got you know, my eye was Googling, I have traumatic brain injury, you know, back is mucked up and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So I was trying to focus on what I could do. Mm-hmm. And what I could do was I could still sing. So I started doing a cappella requests. And that's why I have my YouTube. I have like 200 something songs people would request. Well, just by chance, people started requesting like a lot of songs like from Frank Sinatra and Nat King Cole and all these things that like, I mean, I grew up singing opera music. I'm classically trained, but I didn't sing a lot of like that genre of music. Like I had heard it, but I didn't know the songs to sing them. So I started learning all these songs. And it turns out that's like my favorite, actually. You know, Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, you know, all the really old, because that music is just timeless. Like it's, yeah. It's the voice is like clear. The melody is simple. It's just, it's right there. And I just love it. Anyway, I want to do a timeless classic. Think Nat King Cole meets Frank Sinatra meets Doris Day version of all the Branch songs. And put it out there like a patriotic record. And because like I do the band version of God Bless America, you know, Kate Smith. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine Kate Smith is banned at Yankee Stadium? How silly is that? But I do that version. And so I want to do like a, you know, classic.
When you do that one will probably get through without being blocked.
You never know. Some people think the flag offends some people.
Yeah. That's a whole different podcast.
I know. We're not going to do that.
No, we're not going to put that torch on people. They're here to have fun.
We're here to have fun. And the funny thing is, you know what? I actually have friends that we're completely like, we can't talk about. I'm not the kind of person that's like, if somebody's like, let's say, because I mean, it's no secret. Just Google me. I roll right of center. I mean, it's not a secret. I can't hide it. Mm. And sometimes my big fat Greek mouth gets me into trouble. I try to keep it zipped, but sometimes my inside voice just
got to be who you are.
Be who I am. I'm very, you know, people know who I am, but I am not the kind of person who is not going to be friends with somebody who completely disagrees with me. I can see past people's politics. So I have friends that are like Biden heads, you know, they're totally completely opposite of me.
Friends, family. You know?
But I'm not going to like not, I just think that's very childish and immature. You know, I accept people for who they are and where they are. I'm not going to turn somebody away. And that's the thing about music that's beautiful. It's a universal language. And I hate it when it gets politicized.
Right.
To be honest with you, the only political song I've ever recorded is We the People. All my music is not about that. It's about love. It's about life. It's about what you experience, what you go through. I don't actually write political songs. I write songs about life and living because that's what we're here to do. So
there you go. Impact
there I go.
For the greater cause. So look, cause. Ava, since you're the long-winded Greek lady, this is the part of the show where I have my guests leave some positive life nuggets. What do you have for us?
Positive life nuggets. Okay. Well, I have a lot of them on my blog. Anybody could go to avaastin.com and you could read my blog. People say I should write books, but because I have a TBI, that's why I don't write it so much anymore, because talking is much easier for me than when I type. It's kind of like, it's a little bit more difficult. There's a disconnect and it's like a drunk person wrote it. But my life nuggets are, my favorite movies are Rocky. I am the underdog girl. I am the girl that's never going to give up. I'm the person, I'm always rooting for the underdog. I like to see people succeed. Mm-hmm. I think there's room for everybody. You know, everybody has a gift and a talent in this world. Everybody, God put something in everybody. Unfortunately, because of the world we're living in and everybody wants to be like Insta famous, a lot of people try to do things that it's not their talent. Like everybody wants to be a singer, if you've noticed. Mm-hmm. And it's not everybody should be a singer. But there's plenty of things I can't do well at all. Like cooking is one of them. That's not for me. I don't do it. But everybody has a gift and a talent. And I feel like you should really get quiet in your heart and know that thing that makes your heart sing, like makes your soul explode. Like that's the thing that you should be doing. And I think unfortunately, because of so much social media, it makes people feel like they don't have any value unless they are like famous. And that's just the stupidest thing I ever heard, because we need doctors, we need lawyers, we need teachers, we need moms, we need everybody is valuable. And I just think there's too much social media. So my nugget is turn off your damn phone, put it down and go live in the world and be a positive light in your world. And I talk about all this on my blog, which is linked to my website. I have it on WordPress and on the other one. What's the other one? Blogspot. I don't write them so much anymore, but there's hundreds of them there. Don't give up, you know, be positive. Don't not be talking to people because they disagree with you, because that's stupid. You know, you can find the, you can find common ground with pretty much anybody. I mean, you know, I love all people. I want to help all people. My ultimate dream is to be a singing philanthropist. I'm always giving money to homeless people, you know, helping animals. That's why I got so many 10 animals, because I'm fostering and then I foster fail. What other nuggets do I have? Be nice, be kind. There's too many mean people out there in the world. You know, it's just stupid.
Well, that's some good ones right there.
Some good ones. Don't give up.
Yeah. Then I always say, if you can't find a nice person, be one.
That's true. Well, I have a song called Don't Walk Away, which is about being the change that you want to see in the world.
Right.
You know, don't walk away. Somebody needs you now. Don't walk away. You might be the answer. How? It's on iTunes. It's on everywhere. It's, you know.
Right. Check out our catalog, folks.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's been great.
AvaAston.com.
AvaAston.com, where you can find all of Ava.
And that's AvaAston for people who cannot spell.
Bang.
So anyway.
Cool. But yeah, thanks for coming on the Thing You Know Junior podcast, sharing your world with us and your music.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Anytime. And when you come out with some new music, get back in touch with us so we can push it.
I definitely will.
Pa-dow.
Have a good day.
Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast.
Hi, this is Ava Aston, and you're listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. Be sure to check me out at AvaAston.com.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.